Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up on the news you should know about. Starting this year, more Pennsylvanians with disabilities can sign up for a PA Able savings account. And it's almost Valentine's Day, so I've got some romance recommendations in the latest bookmarks. It's Monday, February 9th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with a little bit of Pennsylvania politics today. The state Republican Party is throwing its weight behind Western Pennsylvania attorney Jason Ritchie in his bid for lieutenant governor. As Jackson White reports for WVIA, the party formally endorsed Ritchie to run alongside gubernatorial hopeful Stacey Garrity this year.
Ritchie is a 54-year-old attorney who chairs the Allegheny County GOP. If elected, he says he'd work with Garrity to cut regulations for the private sector and protect, quote, traditional family values, among other priorities.
And one of them would be unleashing our energy potential. And that involves getting, in an environmentally friendly fashion, as much of the natural gas out of the ground as we can.
Ritchie entered the race last month with an immediate endorsement from Garrity. He ran for governor in 2022, but dropped out before the primary that year. Though running mates, Ritchie and Garrity will appear separately on the primary ballot. He's the only candidate who sought the Republican Party's endorsement. In Harrisburg, I'm Jackson White.
Thanks to Jackson White for that story. Now for that PA Able news. This year, Pennsylvanians whose disabilities started before 46 years old can apply for PA Able. The program allows people with disabilities to save up to $19,000 a year. People who use PA Able and their families shared their experiences with WVIA's Isabella Weiss and talked about the importance of self-advocacy.
Kelly and Krista Carey were at a loss after their daughter Nora Carey aged out of high school last year. She has Down syndrome, and her parents say she wasn't acting like herself once she was at home all day. Nora Carey now works at Coffee Inclusive in Pittston. It's a cafe that employs people with disabilities. And like any other 22-year-old, she has one favorite drink.
I like iced coffee. What's it called?
Latte.
Iced latte is called iced coffee. I love them.
But her new job posed a challenge. Kelly Carey says his daughter could lose her Social Security benefits if she has more than $2,000 in her bank account. So they opened a PA Able account. And Sarah Wolf says programs like PA Able give people with disabilities power over their futures. She has Down syndrome herself and works as a self-advocacy specialist with MySoul Centers for Independent Living in Scranton. Wolf advocated for the Federal Able Act, which Pennsylvania's program is based on. She had a central message. People who use PA Able are like anyone else, disabled or not.
You want to save money for things that other people have. And it's cool to see that people have those resources. People with disabilities sometimes have resources, but some people don't. When I grew up, I didn't have home services. Now I'm an adult, so I don't have a whole lot of program services for me, but I say for the people who do have those, just keep going with it and don't discourage.
For information on PA Able, you can find webinars and more at PA Able's website. In Pittston, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
I'm Roger Dupuy from WVIA News. If you haven't already, sign up to get our free newsletter, WVIA News Notes. It's delivered right to your email inbox each Tuesday and Friday mornings. Go to WVIA.org and click on newsletters to subscribe.
Welcome back. Now, as promised, since Valentine's Day is on the way, I have some romantic reading recommendations for you in the latest bookmarks. We could not let Valentine's Day pass by without taking a walk through the romance section. You might notice some subgenres of romance gaining popularity right now, so if you're a romance reader, there are plenty of options to find your next favorite love story. Let these recommendations be your guide through the ever-expanding genre of romance.
I'm Nicole, owner of the Gilded Prose pop-up romance and fantasy bookstore located throughout Northeast PA. I just finished Daggermouth by H.M. Wolfe for my book club, and it is probably the best thing I've read in the past year. It is a dark dystopian romance where a mercenary is forced into a political marriage with the heir to a corrupt government. It's got true enemies to lovers, political intrigue, twists and turns galore. The entire cast of characters was really compelling to read about. I highly recommend this book.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Jess, aka the Batso Bookworm, and I'm so excited to be talking all things romance with bookmarks. If you follow me on social media or just know me in real life, you know that I am a huge fan of the subgenre of sports romance with an obsession particularly with hockey romance. My favorite things about that subgenre are the found family aspect that players find with their teams and coaches, and also the breaking down of toxic masculinity culture in sports. I know it sounds hyper-specific, but there are tons of sports and hockey romances out there for you to try. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know about Heated Rivalry, and I recommend the Game Changers series by Rachel Reed just as much as I recommend the show. Some of my other favorites are the Playing for Keeps series by Becca Mack, the Jacksonville Rays series by Emily Rath, the DC Stars series by Chelsea Curto, and the Leighton Yu series by C.E. Ritchie. These series are all pretty spicy, so you have been warned, but I want to wish all of the Bookmarks listeners a happy Valentine's Day and hope your February is filled with swoons, stolen glances, blushes, and tons of romance. See you guys next time. Bye!
I'm Nicole Frail, publisher at Nicole Frail Books. As an indie publisher presented with an opportunity to make a book recommendation for Valentine's Day, I have to recommend my house's Valentine's Day anthologies, Craving You and Recipes for Romance. We put these together using a food or date night theme with the idea that sharing a meal, snack, or beverage with someone special allows you to connect with them in new ways. We see first dates, second chances, old love rekindled, and a few meet-cutes throughout these collections, all happening on or around Valentine's Day. Craving You features 12 open-door, spicy short stories, and Recipes for Romance includes 19 closed-door, sweet short stories.
My name is Kaylee, and I'm the owner of Lost and Found Bookshop in downtown Scranton. My recommendation is The Secret Life of Albert Entwistle by Matt Cain. The book's protagonist, Albert, is a quiet postman who has lived a carefully contained life with only his cat for companionship. After decades of delivering mail, he is forced into retirement and confronted with his loneliness and memories of George, a man he once loved but lost many years ago. With help from newfound friends, Albert finds the courage to seek out George after 50 years apart. This is a heartwarming second chance romance. You won't regret taking the journey with Albert to find George and self-acceptance along the way. There's humor, drag queens, and unlikely friendships, as well as an honest look at the prejudice faced by gay men and the queer community in the 1970s. I recommend this book in my shop for fans of T.J. Klune and Frederick Bachman, or anyone looking for a warm, tender read.
Hi everyone, Sarah Cinto here with my recommendation for this week. I binge read all of the Assistant to the Villain series last year and had the best time, so I'm very happy to recommend the first book. Assistant to the Villain is exactly what the title sounds like. We follow Evie Sage, the personal assistant to her kingdom's dark, powerful villain. The series got its start as TikTok sketches, where the author imagined what would happen if a broody fantasy villain had an optimistic sunshine assistant. The result is an entertaining, funny, and sweet romantasy tale with magic, mystery, a charming cast of characters, and a slow-burn romance that may have you yelling, "Just kiss already!" by the end. I have it on good authority that I was not the only one doing that. Also, there's a dragon named Fluffy, so that should give you a good idea of the tone. The fourth book in the series, Adversary to the Villain, is on the way this year, and I can't wait to see what happens next. That's all for this episode of Bookmarks. Join us again on February 21st. February is Black History Month, so we'll celebrate with our favorite books by Black authors. Want to talk about a book you love? Email me at sarahcinto@wvia.org with bookmarks in the subject line. All right, one last thing for you this Monday. It's time to look back at this week in history with WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
This week in history, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, February 9th through the 15th. In 1753, the first patients are admitted to the nation's first hospital, Pennsylvania Hospital in Philadelphia, founded in part by Benjamin Franklin. 1909, a new organization is formed this week called the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People to advance justice and fight for equality. The NAACP remains in existence today. 1910, it's the week the scouting movement begins in the United States. The Boy Scouts of America is incorporated in Washington, D.C. by a southwestern Pennsylvania native named William Boyce. It's the week in 1942 that Congress imposes daylight saving time, pushing ahead standard time by 1 hour in each time zone. And in 2001, this is the week that Three Rivers Stadium in downtown Pittsburgh is demolished to much fanfare. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
Okay, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the week. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.